Hello, this is Pastor Deborah again, and I'm coming to you with another wonderful word of encouragement. We need a word of encouragement every day, because life is hard and it is a mess. Things happen to us unexpectedly or through our own devices. And this word of encouragement is powerful. It can cross all religions, faiths, cultures, and traditions. And my question to you is, who does your soul bless? I'm going to take this out of Psalms 103, verses 1 through 6. Psalms were songs and poems written by King David, the second king of ancient Israel. He had a messed up life from the time he was a child and was not beloved even by his father. He was always out with the sheep. He was considered ruddy, dirty, not a worthy son. But God picked him, not because of his outward looks or appearance, but his heart. He would spend time out in the fields with the sheep and the goats, talking to this God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He saw God in the stars and the moon and the sun, even in nature. His heart was righteous and pure, a childlike heart. And God picked him to replace old, sinful, disobedient King Saul. So here in Psalms 103, verses 1 through 6, we're going to learn who King David blessed with his soul. Now his soul, as we have learned, is not his spirit. His soul is his hidden self that's in his biological brain that's created by culture, tradition, religion, neurochemicals, the five senses, what he can see, feel, hear, touch, taste. And we have this soul, and it's to be our helpmate to our spirit. David learned that, and as he would write his songs or sing them, or write his poetry, his soul was speaking what his spirit felt and knew. So even though we listen to this, we are hearing David's spirit talking through his soul. Most of you, your spirit cannot talk through your soul. Your soul is so powerful. It's so stuck in the ways of the world and culture and tradition and your religion, and connected by the five senses. David, when he was out by himself, he could hear God's voice. He could see God in the nature, in the stars. God probably even visited him when he slept with the sheep. Had dreams of God, his creator, his loving father who did not reject him like his earthly father did. So let's open up first with prayer. Then we'll get into listening to King David's spirit through his soul and what his soul is saying about the God of King David, the God of all creation, the God of the kingdom of heaven, the God of eternity. And we will learn much. So you can ask yourself the same question. Who does your soul bless? Who does your soul represent? Who is your soul speaking for? Just itself or your spirit? That's a great question. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for King David. I look forward to meeting him when I get there in eternity. Thank you for touching him, speaking to him as a young child, showing him your ways, and helping him to create within his spirit a righteous heart that loved you. Father, we thank you that King David was a poet, a songwriter, a musician, who you raised up to be the king, even under old wicked King Saul. David was a general a soldier, a warrior, and then he became your king over ancient Israel. And the child that was there grew up to be a wicked adult that you had to kill in the Holy of Holies and restore unto him the childlike heart and spirit that he was when he was young. And thank you for helping us through King David and his songs here in Psalms 103, 1 through 6. Amen. All right, let's begin. I use the Authorized King James Bible because there's no commentaries in it. It's just the straight Hebrew, Greek, and maybe Aramaic. When I need to look up a word, I use the Webster's Dictionary and a Strong's Concordance. Sometimes he'll have me look up one word like bless, or Lord, or soul. So I will have a deeper meaning, and I have to write everything out in notes. My house is full of notes, written things, books that I have written. I write down sometimes movies. I used to have to watch the Matrix trilogy with Neo. God had me watch it and rewatch it and watch it. Then he had me write down every single word. Sometimes now I'll be watching a movie, a video, and God will speak to me because something that was just said is relevant to helping somebody's spirit grow, to helping somebody's soul understand that they are trapped in emotions by culture, traditions, family, wounds, and they are not free. And the soul becomes a taskmaster and enslaves the spirit in the flesh. So I am here to help you get free. All right, Psalms 103. Verse number 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Verse 3. Who forgives all my iniquities? Who heals all my spiritual diseases. 4. Who redeems my spiritual life from destruction. Who spiritually crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercies. God taught me years ago that the Bible is about spiritual things, played out, demonstrated in the flesh. But to understand the deep meanings, I had to put the word spiritual in front of things. God could not talk to humanity's spirit in the Old Testament. They were flesh creatures. He could come upon some people for a short time. He could come in dreams or visions, and then he'd have to leave. But not until their sin of Adam, of disobeying the commandment of do not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which we did, our great, great, great grandpa Adam did, and his helpmate, his soul, woman. When that sin, that rebellion, was forgiven in the law, by the eternal covenant, in the halls of justice and in the courtroom of the universe, by a shed blood, a sacrifice that took all of humanity's iniquities, transgressions, and sin upon itself, we were forgiven, and we could get back inside of us, in our spirit, this deep spiritual connection to God. But I had to understand what the Old Testament was talking about. And I would probably do the same thing if I put this in the Quran or other religious texts about Confucianism, Hinduism, Buddhism, Taoism. God speaks to all of us in many different ways if we're listening. Verse number 5. Who satisfies my mouth, my spiritual mouth, with good things, so that my youth is renewed, like the eagles? That would be interesting. What mouth are you talking about? Your spiritual. You need to eat and drink of the light and the truth of this God, this Lord's blessings. Verse number 6. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. David said, I was oppressed. What does that mean? You are sunk down in the flesh of the soul. The soul, the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life is oppressing you, has you captive. You're in a prison. You're in a trance, unable to stand up. You're hidden away in darkness. And King David is saying that this Lord, who blesses his soul and spirit, executes righteous judgment on him. And he sees that his spirit is oppressed, and it must be freed, and it must be brought up out of the flesh in a Hebrews 4:12 spiritual circumcision. And the soul must take its rightful place, the helpmate to the spirit. We cannot be soul creatures anymore. Creatures of the flesh, the five senses. We live in that world, but our world now must be ruled by the Spirit of God. This Lord that David knew out in the wilderness. And what we're hearing here is first the Spirit of David got this. Then he relayed that, transferred that to his helpmate, his soul. And his soul then could sing this out to us, write in a poem, the song, for all of us to hear in the world of the flesh, the natural, and all of nature could hear that David's Lord was this God, and that David blessed his holy name, and that David knew that he was no longer oppressed, sunk down in iniquities. Many people pray for blessings and for their families, but they don't pray for those who are oppressed spiritually because they're not in touch with that realm. They're only in the realm of the flesh, what they can see, feel, hear, taste, touch. They're not a spiritual living creature yet. David was as a child. So in this word of encouragement, who does your soul bless? Are you only for yourself? Your family? What about those who are oppressed spiritually? That's my question to you in this word of encouragement. You go take a good look at yourself and your prayers and see what you're praying and who you're blessing. All right, I'll talk to you again on the next word of encouragement. This is Pastor Deborah. Bye-bye.